News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
On News Talk.
Staying with dogs, over 1,500 dog attacks reported to Gardaí nationwide in the last 2 years. Gardaí and local authorities in Limerick, however, have responded with a campaign urging owners to keep their dogs under control in public spaces. We're joined by Donal Ryan, vet and owner of City Vet in Limerick City. Donal, how big a problem are dog attacks, do you think, in this country?
Good morning, Shane. They're reported to be a big issue, and I suppose it's the menace that some of these dogs can cause. I mean, 1,500 attacks is a big number. And it does depend on the severity of it, and unfortunately,
I think 3,000 people had to go to hospital because of a dog attack in the last 2 years.
That's a huge amount of injury, and it does reflect on the Gardaí and the worry about this as a phenomenon, and the type of dogs. And there's mention of various different breeds that are more likely to cause problems. Large dogs that are not properly trained, not properly controlled. You had your little feature there about dogs pooing on the beach. There is a big difference between dog poo and horse poo. Dog poo, lots of it contains an organism called toxocariasis or toxocara eggs. Okay. And that's a very potentially very serious disease for children and for humans.
Okay.
So even though on the beach the poo disappears, these eggs don't. That
right.
just pertains in parks and public places. The eggs can survive for several years in your back garden if you allow your dog to poo there and the children play in it. Same. So worming is part of that control. But then the responsible ownership of the dog does include cleaning up their poo.
Okay.
And really, they shouldn't be pooing in public places.
They absolutely shouldn't.
No.
Can I ask you just, do you have a view on the XL bully breeds? I know the UK banned them. Should we be doing the same here?
Yes, in one sense, but you can, you know, do all the legislation you wish, but who's going to
enforce
the banning? You see,
I just wonder if the one phenomenon I have noticed is the phenomenon of young men walking around with pretty aggressive looking dogs.
Yeah,
it's kind of become a status symbol.
Yeah, that's as long as I can remember, it's been the same thing.
It's kind of got worse though of late, hasn't it?
Well, I mean. Years ago, it was Rottweilers, and you know you had people who could bring up any dog and train a dog and have it in a responsible way. I'm reminded always of years ago I was working in the UK, and a lady brought in her two Rottweilers on a leash. She was expecting, and her daughter, a little 3-year-old daughter, or thereabouts, in her other hand, and those dogs did exactly what they were told. You know, they were perfectly trained, and she had them completely under control because she knew what she was doing.
Mm.
The contrast is many people get certain types of dogs as almost fashion accessories or fashion items.
Definitely, yeah, yeah.
But they don't understand the need to train the dog or have possibly the background knowledge or the experience that these dogs are big.
If you're addressing dog owners, because I sometimes think, now not all dog owners, but I sometimes think some dog owners kind of think everybody loves their dog as much as they do.
That's
and they're
right.
quite happy
yeah,
for them
yeah,
to wander
yeah.
around parks and stuff off the. I mean, what message would you send out to dog owners this morning before you go?
I suppose these messages have been going out for years. Unfortunately, the people you want to target are not listening. It's very, very difficult to get people to understand the concept of responsible ownership, that they have that duty of care to other people to clean up their dogs, poo and dirt, and not allow it in public. So that's where I see the big problem is getting the message across to people. The issue there about the inappropriate breeds, my difficulty with all of what's going on in the UK, it's a lot of noise, but who's actually going to deal with the problems on the ground? It's very difficult to ask the Gardaí to do it. They're too thin on the ground as it is. The dog warden service in Limerick, as far as I'm aware, has 2 to 3 dog wardens. It's not as well resourced as it should be.
Okay.
You know who's that? That's the one
it's
of
a fair
the big
question.
Issues.
Fair question, Donal. We must leave it there. Donal Ryan, vet and owner of City Vet in Limerick City. Thank you for talking to News Talk Breakfast. Let us know your stories, particularly of aggressive dogs that you have encountered. Definitely, it is, I think, an increased phenomenon of late. 087 1400 106.
News Talk Breakfast with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
In association with AIR.
Weekday mornings at 7 on News Talk.